Good morning on this gorgeous Monday. First and foremost, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in as we bring in a new topic. Okay, I'll try to be more timely as we bring in new material and be more prompt so that you know when new material will be dropped. And I do apologize to the listeners who have been waiting. So it's currently Monday, February 6th. I am currently getting ready for class. So if you hear any water running in the background or any clanking around, that's just me preparing for my day. So today we're bringing some special heat, and I really feel it's special because before recording and finishing this podcast, y'all, I just didn't want to get up. I didn't want to get ready. None of that. It's also 12, 13 degrees here. So to put in perspective of how I wanted to be in the bed is an understatement to say the least. But after finishing this podcast, I really feel like I'm going to get my work done today. I'm going to achieve some of my goals that are on my to-do list to finish. And I'm going to be great this week. Maybe even run a mile this morning. Never know. So let's get into it. Let me see some. So what comes to mind when you hear the word motivation? Okay. When I hear the term, the first thing that comes to my mind is T.I. verse. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever, anything. Don't kill me, make me better. I just live for and love the mentality black men have when it comes to trapping and trap rapping. Okay, now stay with me, hold on. Now the level of drive and determination that these men pour into every express verse is crazy. Like the experience and imagery is coded in every lyric. You see rappers carry a level of hustle in their everyday lives in order to achieve their goals. And I really feel like we should harness that level of grind and apply it to our everyday lives. Diving into my 3 points this morning though, my goal is to remind you of your purpose. My points being don't feed into self-doubt. You are the strongest person you know. Don't let jealousy cloud your judgment and steal your joy. So, okay, let's get it. Be open. Here we go. Why hold on to self-doubt? Why are you feeding into that voice in your head telling you that you can't? Because you most definitely and certainly can. As a child of God, you are already fearfully and wonderfully made. So cast out those insecurities of inadequacy because you are enough. To say the least, you are enough. You're also the strongest person you know. I know a lot of people are like, okay, but she don't know my life, da da da. But in this moment right now, I know two things to be true. One, only you know how hard you've worked to get to this point. Two, only you know the obstacles that you've overcome to be in this mental space that you're in now. So use your understanding of your own strength as a push to motivate you throughout life. You've lived through it, but use your knowledge as a basis for you living and learning. Lastly, this is what gets me. Never let jealousy steal your joy, because a lot of the time we don't even know that we are being jealous. Understand that your time may not be now. Understand society has bred you to be jealous of materialistic things. These things that have no substance, like the latest Louis bag, you know, some Givenchy t-shirts, sneakers, all of that are materialistic and have no substance for you to be jealous over. Understand that your happiness should never be measured by the happiness of another person. How happy you are, how you feel about yourself, your life, and you and the surrounding world should not be based on the person next to you and how they feel and their life experiences, because they're going to be different. Don't be worried about what other people have or what they say, because as your own person, you will be entitled to your own blessings. Don't be concerned with the gifts God has given someone else, like he's done nothing for you or like he won't. Be patient. Your time is coming. Anything without substance won't last, and your happiness should never be calculated in comparison to how happy someone else seems to be. My last thought that I'm going to leave you with is the question of purpose. When you wake up in the morning, your goal for the day or your objective for the week, or just your communication with God in appreciation for the ability that you've opened your eyes, should be your first thought. The purpose for your sustainability should be a reminder of your motivation.